Have you been waiting on God, praying for something to change? Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe explains how our attitude can impact our journey.
I know that it's God's will for you today to pray in an attitude of thanksgiving. And I know that it's God's will for you today to give thanks. You say, well, Pastor, that still doesn't answer which guy should I date. It doesn't matter. You start with the right perspective, and I believe that God will give you direction. Are you tracking with me here today?
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Mark, right now we're in a series about the habits of a truly effective faith, and today we'll be talking about a habit that can transform our lives from the inside out, and that's Thanksgiving. Now, this is not November, this is the month of April, but I guess it's okay to talk about Thanksgiving, right?
It really is. And you know, I call Thanksgiving a keystone habit. There are certain habits that when you embrace those habits, they have a ripple effect on almost any area of your life. And I think Thanksgiving is one of those habits that changes our attitude. It shapes our perspective. It influences how we interact with people, circumstances in life. And the Bible, in Scripture, it's emphasized over and over and over.
Yes, it is.
A spirit of thanksgiving. So I think this is going to be a challenging message for many, but a very important message.
All right, let's listen to God's Word now. Here's Mark Jobe with the habit of gratitude and thanksgiving.
So I was walking through this hotel, and there was a bridal party there getting ready for the rehearsal. We had been using the room, and so they said, hey, can we go in the room? I said, sure. What are you doing? They said, well, we're getting ready for a wedding. I said, who's the bride and groom? And they said, hey, we are. I said, I'm a pastor. I've done a lot of weddings. Can I just give you a little bit of unsolicited advice? They looked at each other and said, sure. I said, listen, I looked at the bride, and I said, tomorrow is a big day. You can stress and worry about the flower girl tripping down, the arrangement not showing up, what guest, the DJ. You can have all this worry and concern. You can complain about who's not coming or who's showing up, and it can absolutely rob you from experiencing the celebration of the moment. Right, so this is a celebration, not a show. Just take a deep breath and be grateful that you're getting married tomorrow. She looked at me, and she started to cry. And then I walked away and said, have a good day. Have a great wedding tomorrow. Can I say this? There are so many of us today that we have engaged in the habit of complaining, of grumbling, of seeing what's not right, of looking at the world through the lens of, I wish I had something different, and we have absolutely neglected one of the most powerful, compelling, life-transforming habits that the Bible speaks about over and over and over again. Yeah, you could probably guess what it is. It is the habit of thanksgiving. And so today I want to talk to you about the habit of thanksgiving, not just giving thanks, but I want to talk to you about the compelling, life-transformative habit of thanksgiving. You know, I'm always surprised at the holidays that the U.S. does export so well. If you go anywhere around the world, I was in Europe not too long ago, and they are big celebrators now of Halloween. They've seen it in the U.S., and they celebrate it. Around the world, a lot of people are taking on Halloween because they see people dressed up. They've seen the movies of Halloween, and so we've exported it. And I keep saying, one of our best holidays, one of my favorite holidays, one of the most powerful holidays is Thanksgiving. Think about it. It's a day we set aside for Thanksgiving. No one's adopting that one. No one seems to be too excited about that around the world. But yeah, I think it's one of our best holidays. So I want you to take your Bibles and I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to be looking at the verses 16 through 18. If you listen to this message and you apply this message, I believe that some of you can experience a radical revolution of how you see the world. Not just by listening to the message, but by engaging in some habits that you have to practice daily. But if you engage in these habits, I believe some of you will be revolutionized in your attitude towards the world, your marriage, your children, your job, life in general. But it has to be a regular habit. You know, there's research that's been done on the power of Thanksgiving. There was a psychologist at the University of California, not a believer as far as I know, that a few years ago did a research on the effects of Thanksgiving on people's brain and on people's health, and does it really change things about people? And so dozens of studies have found that gratitude actually improves well-being. It can help curb depression, anxiety. Listen to this. Improves cholesterol. Hello? You get better sleep. This is scientific studies studying the effects of gratitude on our health and our perspective. In fact, grateful people engage in more exercise, have better dietary behaviors, are less likely to smoke, and are less likely to abuse alcohol. Philip Watkins, a psychologist in Eastern Washington University, says this: many studies show that grateful people tend to be happier overall. Well, I didn't need science to tell me this because the Bible speaks about this over 2,000 years ago, the power of gratitude. This is a very short three verses, but I'm going to unpack it for you today. And they're sort of staccato verses. They're just one punch after the other. It's the Apostle Paul writing to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, three short verses. It says this: rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. You could almost memorize those three verses. Let me say it again. Staccato. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So let me jump into it right now. Threefold transformative habits. The habit of rejoicing, the habit of praying, and the habit of thanksgiving. Let's start with the first one. It says, rejoice always. It's the habit of consistent rejoicing. Now, what do we mean by rejoice always? And when we hear the word rejoice, most of us don't use that word nowadays, so we don't have a real good sense of what does it mean to rejoice. We're not talking about a feeling here. We're talking about an action. All three of these are action verbs. Rejoice, pray, and be thankful or give thanks. So when we talk about rejoicing, we're talking about the act of actually celebrating. Focusing on that which is good. I would define it this way. Focusing on the goodness of God in everything, and looking for something to celebrate. That's what rejoicing is. In other words, it's saying, yeah, life may be tough, but God is still good. He's on the throne. He's sovereign. I'm breathing. I'm walking. I'm saved. I'm washed. He's in control. I know my destiny. So I'm going to celebrate something today because I have stuff to celebrate. How about it? Now, I want to jump actually to the I want to go a little bit opposite here. I want to jump to the last phrase in verse 18 before I really get into these habits, because I think it's important to understand them. It says, "For this is God's will in Christ Jesus." This is God's will in Christ Jesus. Have you ever asked yourself, what is God's will for my life? How many of you have ever asked that question? What is God's will? What do we mean by that? God's will includes everything that God desires or wishes to happen in heaven and on earth. That's God's will. So God's will is this. It's God's will that you practice these three habits. It's God's will. What do we mean by God's will? It's His plan. It's His desire. It's His wish. So today, if you say, I don't know if it's God's will for my life, I don't know if I should move to Texas. Everybody asked themselves that question in Chicago in February. Maybe it's God's will to move to Florida, Tennessee, Texas. I've never had anybody in Chicago say, is it God's will to move to Minnesota, Canada? It's always south. Let me say this. Or, God, I don't know. There's two guys that I'm interested in. I just don't know which one to ask out. They're two. God, what's your will? Well, I don't know what neighborhood to move into. Is it this house? You're looking for a house. Is it this house, that house, the other house? God, what's your will? I'm going into college. I'm not really sure what major to study. Which should I? Should I choose this major or that major? I'm not sure. God, what's your will? Well, let me tell you, right now, I know God's will for you today. You say you do? Yeah. Start with this. I know that it's God's will for you today to celebrate something, to rejoice. I know that it's God's will for you today to pray in an attitude of thanksgiving. And I know that it's God's will for you today to give thanks. That's God's will for you today, right now. You say, well, Pastor, that still doesn't answer which guy should I date. It doesn't matter. You start with the right perspective, and I believe that God will give you direction. Are you tracking with me here today?
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, and we'll continue this message in a moment. But to learn more about this ministry or find another message from our Bible teacher, Mark Jobe, just visit us online at boldstepsradio.org.
Hey, and while you're on our website, we love to hear from you. So if God has done something in your life, if Bold Steps has, if God has used a message to speak to you, convict you, encourage you, if you have a question, please leave a message, let us know. Some of those questions or testimonies we'll read over the air as well.
Yeah.
So we'd
this
love
one,
to hear from you.
This one comes from a long ways away, doesn't it?
Yeah, we just got a message from William in Guam. Some of those of you that are struggling with your geography, that's in the Pacific.
Middle of the ocean.
The middle of the ocean towards the Philippines in that area. And this is what William says. He says, "Hi, my name is William. I like listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe and the messages God gives him each week. They give insight from God's word, and they are encouraging. May God continue to anoint you each week to share His word of truth. May He continue to bless you, your family, your ministries with endurance, protection, and abundance in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Oh, nice.
Let me tell you, William, thank you. I received that. Thank you for that word of encouragement. I'm so happy you're listening from Guam. I'm not even sure how you're hearing in Guam. Could be through the internet or could be through one of our partners. But we love that the word of God is encouraging people on the island of Guam.
So whether you are listening from another continent or right here in Chicago, we'd love to hear from you. Just send us a message by going online to boldstepsradio.org. Or give us a call now and leave your Bold Steps testimony on a recorded phone line by dialing this number, 312-329-2011. It's that simple, 312-329-2011. And we do look forward to hearing from you. Now, back to Mark's message about the habit of gratitude and thanksgiving.
A guy by the name of Charles Duhigg did a study on habits and wrote a lot of, he did a lot of research on how habits change us. And he refers to certain habits as keystone habits. A keystone habit is a habit that you embrace, and when you embrace it, that habit has ripple effects on everything you do. There are certain habits that when you engage in them, they spill over to every area of life. It's a keystone habit. I believe these are three keystone habits, that when you engage in these habits, they actually have ripple effects in how you engage in your marriage and how you raise your children and how you view work and how you worship God. They have effect on your health. They have effect on your thinking, how well you sleep. I believe that these are three keystone habits packaged together on purpose by God because they're interconnected and they have incredible, incredible ripple effects in our life. The first one he says is rejoice always. Now I know what some of you are thinking. Pastor, what does it mean to rejoice always? You mean I always have to go around saying, ha, great, this is good. I mean, you mean if I'm at a funeral, I have to be like, yeah, this is good to be at this funeral. You mean when someone's crying and weeping, I'm going to have to say, hey, don't get over it, buddy. You're okay. You mean that when I'm at a sad moody, I can't cry? I have to just say, hey, this is good. No. It's not saying that you have to giggle at everything. It's not even saying that you have to be happy all the time. What it's saying is that you have to get in the consistent, ongoing habit of focusing on celebrating or rejoicing in Christ. Now notice, I want you to notice, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. This is impossible for you to do if you don't have the Holy Spirit inside of you. If you're going to embrace these three habits the way that it's talking about in this passage, you cannot do it in the natural. You have to have the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Spirit inside of you, reminding you, pushing you, leading you to these three habits. So what he's telling us is this. He's telling us that as a believer, you have something to celebrate, to rejoice, to be glad over. Something that to rejoice means to celebrate, to be glad over something. And in essence, what he's saying is that as a believer, your predisposition is to look for what is good and to celebrate what is good. Some people call that a positive attitude. I don't believe this is just positivity. Sometimes positivity is just like the old song years ago, don't worry, just be happy. I believe that our positivity is grounded in the character and the person of God. I believe that our positivity, our ability to rejoice, is grounded in the fact that God is sovereign, even though life can be rough sometimes. God is good, even though your car dies out sometimes. He's in control, even though your job doesn't always work out the way you want it to. And so, as a believer, we have two ways of looking at life. We can look at everything that's wrong, and we can spend a lot of time focusing on what's wrong, what we don't have, what is going bad, and we can develop a spirit of complaining, of negativity, of grumbling, or we can live on the other half and we can look at everything that's right because God is in control, everything that's good because ultimately just God will bring about justice. And so he says, as a believer, he says, I want you to have a spirit that constantly finds good to celebrate because in Christ Jesus, there's always something good to celebrate. Do you realize that grumbling and complaining has major detrimental effects on your life? Do you remember that the people of Israel were liberated from 400 years of slavery under the Egyptians? They were beat down. They were treated as property. Their rights were taken away. They were abused for 400 years. And finally, God brought Moses to set them free. He used supernatural plagues to bring the Pharaoh to his knees. And then the people of Israel were released to go to the promised land. They celebrated their liberation. They were happy. They rejoiced. They sang. They danced. And then they went through the desert. And God said to them, now I'm going to take you into the promised land that I have taken you out of slavery to take you to. And they looked at the land and they looked at the battle they had to face. They sent spies out into the land and they came back and they started grumbling and complaining that it was going to be too hard, that they didn't know how they were going to overcome the enemy. And the Bible says, and the people grumbled against Moses and they grumbled against God. Listen, a journey that should have taken them 11 days ended up taking them 40 years because of their grumbling and complaining. Can you hear me? Okay, this is important. 11-day journey turned into 40 years. God said, you want to grumble? You want to moan? You want to complain about it? I'm going to take you the long way around. I believe that grumbling always delays our journey. The very things that we long for and want and desire. Because they're the opposite of faith and opposite of thanksgiving. And so I want you to notice that when we grumble, when we complain, when we moan, it usually has the opposite effect on the people around us and the opposite effect on our life. It takes us the long journey to the promised land. It usually delays our arrival to the destination that we're looking for.
And Mark will continue this lesson when we come back for tomorrow's program. You're listening to Mark Jobe and a message about the habit of gratitude and thanksgiving here on Bold Steps. By the way, if you haven't already, we encourage you to visit our website and check out all the faith-building tools and opportunities we have available at boldstepsradio.org. In fact, one resource we definitely want you to see is this month's special edition of our Bold Step gift. It's a book that will help you better understand the spiritual and ideological battles we face in today's culture. Written by esteemed author and pastor Dr. Erwin Lutzer, it's a powerful and insightful guide for Christians and how to engage effectively in the modern war against biblical values. And you know what, Mark? You've got Dr. Lutzer right here with you.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. You know this man in the studio, and his name is Pastor Erwin Lutzer, a friend of mine. He's pastored in Chicago for many, many years. He's now pastor emeritus, but he continues to travel, do conferences, write, speak, and we're privileged to have him here in the studio with us. Erwin, let me ask you this question. You know, we're in a society where there's a lot of toxic beliefs, a lot of anti-Christian rhetoric, and there's a lot of Christians that are confused about how to respond. Sometimes we want to respond angry and don't know how to mix in that compassion and empathy. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
It's so important for us to respect everybody, even if we don't respect their point of view. Mm. And we have to indeed speak the truth with love. And when it comes, for example, to those who struggle with same-sex attraction, what we have to do is to be welcoming, even when we cannot be affirming. Mm. But one thing I do emphasize is that the word love today is taken and used in non-biblical ways.
Yeah.
We have to understand that when Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't stop loving. They just started to love the wrong things, lovers of pleasure, lovers of money, lovers of themselves. So when it comes to love in our culture, we have to define it biblically. Herein is love, that you keep my commandments. So on the one hand, we have love. On the other hand, we have truth, and we cannot sacrifice the one for the other.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for that reminder. You're hearing from Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who's written a book called We Will Not Be Silenced. This is a clarion call for believers in our culture seeking to lift up their voice, being gracious but firm and not compromising.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Dr. Lutzer, for this gift. We will not be silenced. If you'd like to give a donation and ask for the book, just go online to boldstepsradio.org or give us a call at 800-DL-MOODY. That's 1-800-356-6639. And if you'd rather send a check through the mail, you can do that by writing to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. If you like podcasts, be sure to add the Bold Steps podcast to your listening lineup. Once you subscribe, you'll receive all of these daily teachings from Mark automatically to your phone or mobile device, making it easy to catch up on anything you might miss on the radio. Just simply open up your podcast app, search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe, and click subscribe. I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you back tomorrow for part two of our message about the transformative power that's found in the habit of gratitude and thanksgiving. That's coming up Wednesday, right here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.